Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
Welcome to A View on Access, a regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired, an insight into the venue and content on offer. In this edition, I shine a light on the Almeida Theatre in Angel, drawing the highly acclaimed box office sellout A Streetcar Named Desire by Tennessee Williams and directed by Rebecca Fretnell, that had an audio-described performance on January the 28th at 2 p.m. which success has already prompted a West End transfer to the Phoenix Theatre from March the 20th till April the 26th, 2023. The performance lasts for 2 hours and 45 minutes, including an interval. The Almeida Theatre is a quirky, intimate venue in Angel, which is about 15 minutes walking distance from the tube station and on many local bus routes. It's a relatively smaller venue on two levels, with 325 seats in total. They have a small cafe and bar and accessible toilets via a long ramp on the right. The box office is directly on your right as you enter the building. They schedule a wide range of plays and musicals throughout the year to suit all tastes and are quite often experimental and unconventional in their presentation. They are very committed to their access provision and offer a wide range of accessible performances, including an audio-described performance and touch store for every production, usually on a Saturday afternoon. Their staff are well-trained and go out of their way to assist and make your visit a stress-free and enjoyable one. So if you have any specific access needs, always ask. A Streetcar has taken on many incarnations over the years, and this particular version, starring Paul Mescal and Patsy Ferrin, has really connected with audiences. When Blanche unexpectedly visits her estranged sister Stella, she brings with her a past that will threaten their future. As Stella's husband Stanley stalks closer to the truth, Blanche's fragile world begins to fracture, reality and illusion collide, and a violent conflict changes their lives forever. This volatile, intense production in an intimate space uses a bare square stage with chairs on either side, where the occasional props are brought on when needed, like a suitcase, chair, or whiskey bottle and glasses. The touch store took place 1 hour and 45 minutes before the performance. Always check at the time of booking what time the touch store will be. This was delivered in-house by describers Miranda Yates and Jenny Stewart Cosgrove and attracted a large party of 18. They all met in the foyer and we were led into the auditorium. We all took a seat while Jenny delivered a detailed overview of the play, sets, props and costumes, etc. before we met some of the cast, including Paul and Patsy, who introduced themselves, their appearance and spoke a line from the play. They stayed around for a while with the crew and describers while everyone explored the set and props table and costume rail to assist and also answered any questions that we may have had. There was also a drummer on a higher level who provided a percussion soundtrack, and he gave us an example and talked about his role as a character at the end of the play. This was highly interactive and sensory, providing clarity and understanding of the play, and was extremely beneficial for everyone who was in attendance. There was then a break and a chance to relax and grab refreshment before returning for the introduction 15 minutes before the start. This can also be listened to in advance by going to the access section of the Almeida website. Before entering, you'll be issued with a headset and shown how to use it, and there are ushers on hand to offer any assistance you may need. The audio introduction from Miranda set up all the action about to take place and gave a brief description on how the play starts, characters and actors playing them, and information on how locations are realised. She went on to describe part one in a clear and engaging style, punctuating all the drama unfolding on stage, before handing over the reins for part two to Jenny, who provided a great contrast, coming in at all the right moments between the dialogue, describing those important scenes and moments. Access, and especially audio description at the Almeida, always feels very satisfactory and hands-on, and it's a venue that I highly recommend if you've never been before or you've not been for a while, then perhaps put it on your list to visit very, very soon. A streetcar named Desire runs at the Phoenix Theatre, part of ATG Theatres, in the heart of the West End, not far from Leicester Square and Tottenham Court Road tube stations, from March the 20th till April the 26th. An audio-described performance will take place at the Phoenix Theatre on Saturday the 15th of April at 2:30pm. To register your interest or to book tickets, you can call the Accessible Assistance Line on 0333 009 5399. The next production at the Almeida Theatre is Women Beware the Devil, and this runs from Saturday the 11th of February till Saturday the 25th of March, with an audio-described performance on Saturday the 18th of March at 2pm, with a touch tour at 12:15pm. It's England 1640, a war is brewing, rumours are flying, a household is in crisis, and the devil's having some fun. For Lady Elizabeth, nothing is more important than protecting her family's legacy and their ancestral home. When that comes under threat, she elicits the help of Agnes, a young servant suspected of witchcraft. But Agnes has dark dreams of her own for this house. For more information or to book tickets, you can call the box office on 020 7359 4404 or you can email boxoffice@almeida.co.uk. For detailed access information, what's on and audio introductions, visit almeida.co.uk. To find out what's been audio described in and around London and throughout the UK, visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
If you have any thoughts you'd like to share about a recent audio described performance, please contact him by emailing aviewonaccess@gmail.com. A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.